to get intimate with Checkpoint Intimates.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Checkpoint Intimates, where two of the Checkpoint team get one-on-one and downright intimate with each other. My name is Cameron. It's been a while since I've been on Intimates, and I'm joined by Elliot.
I've always been on Intimates. You can't get rid of me.
Yeah, it's the power team. We used to do. We went through a stage of being the only people on Intimates for a very long time. We always love getting intimate on a topic.
Yeah, and then we got like so used to each other, it got a bit boring, and we had to diversify and bring in new people.
Yep.
But now it just feels right to like revisit.
We're back. Post E3, we're like, let's return to a, you know, just the golden equation. Like, you know, perfect radio. Perfect yeah. podcast
oh,
equation.
Oh, God,
here.
So much expectation now.
Yeah, we can't fail, just so you're aware.
Oh, good.
Ever. But we're here today to talk about something relating around E3 and something that has had a lot of debate at the moment in the gaming media
world.
Oh, yeah.
E3 has sparked this debate big time. And
yeah.
some pretty big names. We'll get into that.
So we're talking about leaks. We're talking about the world of leaks. Ahead of E3, it's pretty common for games to leak, for information to drop. Things, just some examples of leaks that we had at this E3 alone include Elden Ring. We knew that George R.R. Martin was going to be working with From Software and they were yep. going to be presenting a game. So when that big thing came up saying that From Software and George R.R. Martin, we all went, yeah, but we know that. We knew it was coming. You know, there's lots of those things. You
Legion
had,
was leaked.
Legion was leaked. You had the Roller Champions was leaked. You had
The new Ninja Theory game was leaked.
Yep, that was
I
leaked.
I mean, there's so
full
many.
Full-on footage
so
of that was leaked, wasn't it, as well?
Yeah, I remember seeing, like, this footage come up on my screen that said confidential written, like, watermarked in the middle.
Yep.
And just somebody with their mobile phone sneakily taking a video of something they know they shouldn't.
Yeah, and so we were talking about, like, and I know from a consumer standpoint, people get super excited about leaks, like, oh my god, there's new information. This feels so, ooh, exciting. I'm getting info before I'm supposed to. Hello. But we talked as well.
It's tantalizing.
Yeah. We talked as well about the fact that what it did do, though, was diminish our enjoyment of E3 as a spectacle, as a stage, as theater.
Mm.
One of the big reporters who actually spoke about, he presented a lot of the leaks, is very adamantly defending
yeah, well,
his
there's
standpoint
almost
on it.
People who fall into two completely separate categories when it comes to leaks. Cam, you actually surprised me on your stance because I feel like it's the same when it comes to discussions about spoilers, where there's a certain camp of people who are like, oh, this is ridiculous. Why are people making such a big deal out of this? Like, why can't we speak openly and share information when it arrives? And then there's the other camp who are like, no, absolutely not. I want to be presented information when I'm supposed to so that the impact is felt like I'm supposed to have it felt.
I worry. So let's just to dial back to a very long time ago, we spoke about spoilers, and I said that one of my big problems is that people have stopped writing stories and have started writing plot points that are just spoiler after spoiler, and that they just hinge entire productions on spoiler moments to really rile you up. But I think that the end result is the sum of all of its parts. There's also cinematography, there's scripting, there's acting, there's more than just spoilers.
Mm.
So I'm not adamantly against spoiler information being dropped on top of me because I don't feel that spoiler information actually spoils a final product at all. What this does is this is an announcement. It's the same way if, say, when I proposed to Rowan, before I got to tell our family that we were married, if someone in the next room had called and told them. That's not a spoiler. That's a leak of information. Like, I see them as two very different things, personally.
That's fair.
I think that...
And that's a good example.
Yeah, see?
I feel like I'd be beaten to a pulp if I had, like, you know, was
oh,
in a situation like that.
Mm. And I think it's that thing, like, a spoiler, it makes up just a small part of the thing, but I feel like a leak, that information is all they have to go on. Yes, you get to see the beautiful artwork, but you can tell that some of these things are staged in such a way. The way that George R.R. Martin's came up second after From Software, that was supposed to be a moment, and it couldn't be because we already knew it was coming.
Now, we should say some leaks are intentional from the development studios and the publishers. I feel like a lot of these E3 leaks weren't. I feel like they didn't get the impact they wanted them to have. And certainly a lot of things historically and potentially recently have been leaked and disappointed studios tremendously. Like, they were shattered the fact that their game didn't have this big reveal that they wanted it to have.
I look back and I'm going to use this. It's interesting because he'll actually come up in the conversation. But you look at when God of War, the remake, well, not really a remake, but the return of Kratos. I love watching reactions to that moment because there is a genuine joy out of seeing a character we love come back with no idea it was happening. That information was not leaked. They did such a good job of keeping that under wraps.
Yeah.
People knew they were working on something. They didn't know what. It was very hush-hush leading up to it.
Mm.
So when Kratos stepped out of that shadow, there's genuine joy in the eyes of these people watching and were so excited.
It was a big moment. We were watching live. It was crazy. It was like, wait, is this Kratos? Is that a new God of War?
We were all on the Discord. We were freaking out.
Yeah.
But imagine if you knew already that Santa Monica was going to be doing their relaunch of God of War with Kratos at the Sony press conference, you would have known what was coming and you would have been sitting there going, well, when's Kratos going to come? Hurry up.
Now, the traditional stance on leaks, I think most people fall into the two camps, and I think the biggest backers of pro-leak culture is journalists because they benefit off it. Spoiler alert, I guess we fall into that category, you and I, Cam, but that doesn't mean we can't. Like, I think we're going to disagree at points during this show, and hopefully that shows the breadth of the fact that we can have opinions even if it goes anti.
I think as well, in a big way, you've got to remember when something like these big name people who... For Checkpoint, we are a community-focused and volunteer-based thing. We do not monetize our website in any way. So when we leak information, it's just the sharing of information. For a lot of these websites, it's advertising as well.
Yeah, it's their clicks.
You leak that, and you're the website that's at the top hit, and people are going there. Every time someone goes there, you get a certain amount of money from the ads that they're seeing.
Some people are very good at it. Now, some leaks are from, like, kind of hacking information and getting in through the back end.
Most
popular. Leaks, actually, within journalism, is the fact that these journalists have made really great connections with people within studios, and those people are willing to leak information to the journalists. Now, sometimes they'll do it to get their information out. Sometimes I guess they're just doing it because they have a closer connection to the journalist than the studio they work for. I'm not quite sure. Or maybe they're incentivized to do it by the journalist
kickback.
We never know. We can't really say on that.
And I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't want to accuse anybody of that because I feel like there's probably so many occasions where the leaks go out despite the fact there is no incentive to do so.
It could be down to, I believe there's one where a journalist was friends with a developer. They went to their house and the developer had forgotten that they had left something sitting out. And the journalist saw it. This was years ago. I remember
that friendship,
it.
Though.
Like,
obviously, the journalist took their job over the fact that it's going to
annoy
a friend.
That's so dark, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh.
I mean, I've had, like, this is on a much smaller scale. I've had friends who work in game development, and I've been told by them that they're willing to give me information, but I'm not allowed to discuss it. Mm. And that was a cool feeling because I'm like, wow, I've actually, like, learned something, but I've made promises, and I'm not going to break that because, you know, trust is a big thing.
I also had, it wasn't technically a leak, but they hadn't announced it when we had Dumb Ways to Die 3 coming out.
Yeah.
It's such a small scale thing, but you've got to remember when it came out, when I was speaking with the head of Dumb, the company that runs it, she hadn't decided to announce it yet. They hadn't made that decision, but I got her so excited in her conversation that she just wanted to tell me.
Oh, you're just such a good journalist.
Well, I also think that, like, we gave them, like, a lot of time and they were happy to have the time.
Those dumb games are so freaking good. But, anyway.
Like, that information was free, and she was like, well, I guess this is a scoop for you. I've not told anyone yet, but here's information. And then it was. We were the first people to know.
Yeah, and that's awesome. And one journalist who's particularly good at uncovering leaks and then promoting it is Jason Schreier, who is a big name behind Kotaku.
Mm-hmm.
Kotaku obviously get the scoop on a lot of stories, so they have some great connections. Or they've got something going on in that studio
that gets them
these scoops.
For us, this is like, we do this around our day jobs. This is their job.
Oh, yeah,
they're spending all day being like, gotta find a leak.
They know what they're doing.
They're like picking away at the dam, waiting for the water to come through.
So we've already mentioned
like that?
That's great.
Thanks.
We've already mentioned God of War. I've now mentioned Kotaku and Jason Schreier. And it's so interesting because they had a big old public Twitter debate about the idea of leaks. And this has come up because Jason himself leaked so much stuff pre-E3 that, you know, some people started calling him out on it and going, you're literally spoiling the enjoyment of these moments, not just from the consumer but from developers, right? Developers want these big moments. They put their heart, they put their soul into these games, and they want to be able to reveal it on their terms. Now, they've got a big discussion, and you can definitely check it out.
Now, sorry, you mentioned that it was just Santa Monica, but it was the head...
It was Corey Barlog,
who is
the head at Santa Monica Studios.
Yes.
Game director on God of War.
Who is one of the people who managed to dodge a leak very well and was able to enjoy... You watch his documentary, the enjoyment that they got from that reveal is palpable.
Yeah. So Jason said, there's a big dialogue here, but I'm going to read the first two.
Mm-hmm.
Jason said, as fun and exciting as E3 press conferences surprises can be, please don't let billion-dollar corporate marketing convince you that it's a spoiler to know about a game announcement 2 days before you're supposed to. Makes for an unhealthy culture, really. And then Corey said, could not disagree more, Jason. Sometimes it's actual humans who have worked really hard to create and reveal that will actually surprise us. I get that it is just how the game is played, but when you publish a reveal leak, you rob hardworking teams of revealing a game on their own terms. So that is two people, one journalist, one developer, kind of going head to head and saying, and talking about leak culture and talking about leaks and whether or not it's appropriate to reveal them.
And it's a very long conversation.
And an interesting one.
It goes back and forwards, and it's worth checking out the full backwards and forwards.
They're logical. Both of them are logical, but they come from two different perspectives.
Now, I also wanted to lend in to hear just a bit of a perspective that this also comes from. So Lucy O'Brien also delved in, who is a journalist for IGN, for those that don't know her. So she is coming from the journalist standpoint, and she is anti-leaks. And she had to say, I hate pre-E3 game leaks. E3 is theatre, and a leak is some kid mooning the audience beforehand and telling us how the show ends. I don't see that this is being anti-journalistic. I don't see leaking a big game announcement the day before a big, dumb theatrical show as the height of journalism.
Mm.
Now, I found this quite interesting, is that she's kind of like pointing at it and going, you spoiling this for others doesn't make you the best journalist out there. I feel like that was the most targeting point in her thing. It's like, this isn't the best thing journalism has for it. You're not, you know, this isn't Watergate. You didn't discover the tapes.
Yes.
You discovered this, like, information about a game that everyone has had to probably be working hard on and a lot of people would know about it, and you've just put it out early.
Yes. I guess the quickest counterpoint to that is, and Kotaku is a good proof of this, you can do both at once. Just because you're leaking stuff doesn't mean you can't do these massive exposés that are also really fantastic journalism.
Yes.
Like, you can do both, and both come from the same spot. It's about having good relationships with the developers and being a trusted source for people to come to you and talk to you.
Now, Elliot, you said that we're going to disagree on this, so I need to know, are you pro or anti-leaks?
No, I think the reality of this topic is more complicated than that for me personally. I think I'm somewhere middling, and it's crazy because I can see it from both perspectives, and maybe it is because, you know, I come at it from kind of a journalistic approach as well, but you're anti-leak, correct?
I am anti-leaks for the most part. I understand the marketing side and the hype because I'm also anti things like pre-ordering. I hate that, you know, during E3, there was a trailer that went up, and before it actually revealed what the trailer was for, a thing came up and said, pre-order this game. And I'm like, oh, is it for this? Because we've not even hit a point where we've seen a character yet. I think it was during Microsoft it popped up. That or Ubisoft. They're both shocking for this pre-order thing. So I know that E3 is now used these days as a way to amp up this pre-order world, which I'm not here for that. I want to be clear that I am pro-consumer for the most part. Like, no, not for the most part. I am pro-consumer, full stop. But I
until
also...
Until they get in my way.
Yeah, until I have to push them down the stairs. Then I will. I am pro-consumer, but I'm also pro the fact that we are friends now, Elliot, with a lot of game developers through our time here. And I think of how it would feel for one of those developers to have something they've worked so hard on for so long, that they've put so much heart and soul into, to just have that revealed early and they don't get the enjoyment of doing it on their terms. And I think that's the big thing. For me, I see this from a developer standpoint. I'm not looking at the the big companies. I'm not looking at Microsoft and feeling bad for Microsoft that someone spoiled the From Software game. That's not what I'm feeling bad about. What I am feeling bad about is someone who maybe spent the time putting together that trailer and was really excited for the impact that it was going to have and was super, super hyped for everyone's reaction to it. And now that reaction, even though there may be people who will be excited and it is brand new information for them, the general, for the most part, 70% of those people knew it was coming, and it's not as exciting.
I agree. I think you would have heard my rhetoric as we were watching the E3 conferences. I said I wish these things weren't leaked. I wish we got to see this as it was intended. I wish it wasn't spoiled for us, even though, mm-hmm. you know, there is a difference between a leak and a spoiler, sure.
Yeah.
But in a way, I wish this wasn't spoiled for us, because it would have been more impactful to see the announce, to see the reveal, to be surprised by it, than to read a Twitter feed or a headline that... you know, gave it all away.
Yeah.
I also totally agree that, you know, this kind of these journalists who lean in on leaks and depend on them and use them, this is not top journalism. This is somebody who is revealing an announcement or a video or something maybe 1 or 2 days before it was supposed to be revealed.
Yeah.
It's not like there are people running around the streets going, oh my God, thank God Kotaku exists because they're giving us all this information the people didn't want us to know.
Yeah.
No. The people wanted us to know. They just wanted us to know in a couple of days.
And that's the big
thing. Who are you saving here?
So often it's a few days beforehand. Just hold off. And I think that was quite interesting. For those that a sneak behind, I was going to call it the Iron Curtain. That's not what this is. the checkpoint curtain. It's a nice soft velvet curtain.
It's intimate. It's meat curtains.
Yeah. No. God.
Should I not have said that?
That is the worst thing you've ever said to me.
Yeah.
And one time you said that I was a really good friend, and that was awful. But no, I think a sneak behind the curtain, we were actually discussing during the show of E3, and Luke kind of mentioned that maybe next year we will not partake in covering leaks of E3. That there's a chance that we may abstain, especially when it's a few days later, to properly let our... It's this thing, do we do leaks for our readers so that they're super excited about, like... Oh, here's some leak information. Is it the free sharing of information that we should be giving it to them? Or should we almost act as a wall that defends them from it so that then when they're at E3, it doesn't come off feeling like it was a very flat E3 because all the big stuff was already announced?
Sure. But not everybody watches E3. I think there are some people who wait for the headlines, and if those headlines come 2 days early, that's what they want. They don't care that it's a spoiler, because to them it's the same information.
But at the same time, I think there is a thing around the time of E3 where everyone goes into kind of like a higher state, and like information being passed on during that time is so exciting. So even if you're not watching it live, watching all these headlines pop up at the same time is so exciting. I love sifting through. Well, that's I used true. To before I worked it. I used to love sifting through. everything that's
Checkpoint
coming out.
Checkpoint has ruined you.
No, it's not ruined me. It's just I'm watching it live, not the next morning.
Now, if I want to put on my pro leak cap.
Okay, yep.
Here's my big thing about leaks and the reason why I'm in this middle ground despite what I've already said. I kind of hate the fact that some companies will guilt people and some developers will be like, you're stripping us of our rights to do this. If we look at what journalism is, and one of the best description I've ever heard of journalism is revealing information that people don't want you to reveal, because you're doing it for the spread of information, you're doing it for the good of the people, not the good of the corporations. Journalism can be a super powerful tool. Now, I will say, as I said earlier, leaks 2 days before they're supposed to be announced is one of the weakest forms of journalism.
I was going
to
say, this isn't, you know, discovering that the Berlin Wall is coming down.
No, it's one of the weakest forms of journalism, but it is still something that is, it's being used supposedly to be pro-consumer and anti-business. And yes, these game developers are having their moment spoiled, but let's call it what it is. Their moment is not theater. Even though it's been described as such within this very podcast already, it's not entertainment, it is advertisement. They've done a good job of masking that. They've done a great job of pretending like this is something that everybody wants to see. But E3 is one giant shill. It's one big advertisement, and we've all played into it. I've played into it. I'm not pretending to be better than anybody else. I freaking love watching E3. I'm falling for their advertising. And for anybody to come out and defend that and say, how dare you spoil our advertisement, is just ridiculous. And if anybody thinks it's not advertisement, then look at all the pre-orders that pop up the second the game gets announced.
Oh,
look at all the ways that, you know, we've already said it. It's people saying we want to reveal the games on our terms. We know what your terms are. Your terms are highly edited kind of, you know, ads thrown together so that something appears the best it could possibly be and non-representative of the actual product. How many E3s do we get where a game isn't actually what it is and it gets revealed later that, oh, things have changed in development and we never really had, the ability to make this game, or, oh, we've had a massive graphical downgrade before the game actually releases. E3, like, there are some studios who do it well, granted. There's a lot of studios who abuse E3. They abuse the fact that there are eyes on their on the screen, watching their games, watching their ads.
You can just call them out.
I mean, there've been so many, Cam. Where do you even start? That the fact that these things are getting spoiled early, it's like, good. Who cares? Why are we treating these things like they're movies that can be spoiled? They're not. They're ads. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. I find it so funny that you say, like, they're not movies that can be spoiled, because I care less about a movie being spoiled.
I know, we're so opposite.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's all very fair. Yeah. I actually don't know.
Which is why I'm in the middle. I honestly don't know where I sit, because as a consumer, I feel like I am buying into the fact that this is theater. I feel like I am disappointed when something is spoiled, but then the logical part of me ticks over. I'm like, you know what? That's what journalism is. You present the information, and it's not a movie to spoil.
I don't think...
It's a trailer.
Here's my big problem as well, though.
Yeah.
I feel like we have to... There needs to be a line between journalist and entertainment journalist. And we are entertainment journalists. Like, I don't think we are saving lives without journalism.
We don't have the resources
to get the big old scoops. No. I'm talking about Kotaku, IGN,
oh, you're talking about gaming,
Polygon,
not us.
That's entertainment journalism. And I feel it shouldn't be, like, held up at the same level of, you know...
Well, I'm in the Riot investigation, and there's obviously some, you know, outliers that are real powerful journalism that can make powerful changes.
Mm.
Not leaks. But, leaks are not. That's entertainment.
But posting up that video of Demon X Machina with a, like, here is it coming, is not the same as, like...
No. Absolutely. Totally agree.
But yeah, it's that thing of... I don't know. I look at how my developer friends on Twitter have reacted to leaks coming out, and how I've seen them send their condolences to friends who they've not been able to present things the way they wanted. And I've gone, God, that's really affected someone in that way. Again, it's this problem of having to separate developer from producer, I think, in a big way. And I think producers... I have no sympathy for them.
Sure.
Get in the bin.
There are some people sitting at the top who just make money, and there are some people slaving away who are trying to do something brilliant.
Who have poured their heart and soul into this. And it comes from the indie scene more than anything, I feel. You know, where you have one person it affects. Like, I don't think anyone, you know, sitting somewhere was like, damn, someone spoiled that one texture that I did.
I think
different.
Leaks affect indie games way less so, because people aren't talking about
it.
People aren't sharing those stories because nobody knows what this is anyway.
Exactly. But yeah, it's that I think the problem is I don't think you can sit 100%. You know, there is no... I think everyone should exist somewhere in the middle.
Mm.
And I think it...
Well, that's kind of what I feel like. When you look at this exchange between Jason from Kotaku and Corey from the God of War team... They have polar opposite opinions, but those opinions support their job.
Yes.
Their opinions are formed based on what's good for them. And it might be that they would have those opinions regardless of their job, but it's hard to take either of them at face value, because they're almost refusing to see the opposite side of the coin. And I think both sides have a point.
Which is why I found Lucy's take on the whole thing very interesting as well, because she's technically
Absolutely.
On the side of the coin that should be pro-leaks based on... her role. But I also think that Lucy is very much about doing kind of much more think pieces as well. She's less of that. So it's less of an effect on her, I feel. But yeah, I think that at the end of the day, you need to actively avoid leaks sometimes, maybe. But it's hard. I think it's hard. I find it interesting that we treat spoiler culture as like, you can't put a spoiler in the title, but a leak. Oh, you better believe that every title was George R.R. Martin does game with From Software.
Yeah, and I think that's people viewing leaks and spoilers differently, even if there is some overlap, and I don't blame them for doing so.
I just feel we need to swap how we feel about it. Like, hey,
refuse. I think you're so to have this opinion.
No, in terms of, like, here is a leak from this company. If you want the information, go into the article. Still put the leak out there, but I feel like we throw
Nobody
leak information around, like, whoop, whoop, whoop,
you
whoop,
need
whoop,
the biggest
whoop,
thing in the headline, and you know it.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
You can be smart about this. You still say a leak about the next From Software game. People are clicking that.
Yeah, and then everybody is writing about it with the spoiler in the title and getting most of the views because you didn't.
No, but that's what I'm saying is, like, but you don't do that for spoilers because people get called out and yelled at on the internet, but we don't do that for leaks.
Yeah.
Although I will say, Bungie, when a lot of the Bungie stuff was being leaked ahead of their conference the next day, a lot of Bungie fans went to Kotaku and Polygon and absolutely blasted them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A lot of fans are quite mad about leak culture. And I get it. I totally get it. As I said earlier, I was almost buying into that. Oh, I did. I bought into it and was really annoyed at leaks before kind of giving it more of an accurate kind of logical think. But I think it's totally fair to fall on either side. I don't see anybody as the bad guy in this conversation. Maybe that's just me. I don't know.
You usually see me as a bad guy.
Yeah. Oh, I still see you as the bad guy, but nothing to do with leaks.
Because I don't care about spoilers, but I care about leaks.
Yeah, that's so frustrating.
Shut
get
up.
Get out of here.
You get out. This is my show today. Anyway, guys, that's all we have time for. Elliot, thank you so much for joining me to talk about
Cam.
This difficult topic. I don't think we really came to a conclusion, but at least this will let the listener... You guys can go away and you can think what you think about leaks.
You can leak all over the place.
Oh. And on that fantastic note, I've been Cameron.
I didn't say what they're leaking.
If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes.
Any kind of fluid.
Stop. I'm trying to talk. God, so rude. I'm going to leak your nudes. How's that
leak? Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
I wanted to release that on my own terms with pre-orders to my porn page.
Your OnlyFans.
Quick, wrap it up.
But I've been Cameron. If you enjoyed this episode, there's heaps more like it. Head over to iTunes or Stitcher. You can find us there and listen to all the intimates and all the up-to-date and all the topics. But until next time, this has been Checkpoint Intimates. Bye.
See you.
You've been listening to Checkpoint Intimates. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate and subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher.